Well, in a report issued today, Amnesty International concludes that the recent spike in civilian casualties in Mosul in Iraq suggests the U.S.-led coalition is not taking adequate precautions to protect civilians in its joint effort to defeat ISIS. The report followed the March 17th airstrike that killed more than 100 civilians in Mosul. The U.S. military has acknowledged carrying out that strike, but said it's investigating fatalities. This spike is raising the question, has there been a shift in strategy by President Trump, taking the gloves off, so to speak, after he promised to do so, to bomb the blank out of extremists during the campaign? Here's Trump on the campaign trail in 2015.
Somebody criticized me the other day because they asked me what I do, and I said, I'm going to bomb the out of them. It's true. I don't care. They've got to be stopped.
And a couple of months later, in another interview on Fox and Friends, Trump said President Obama had been politically correct and that with the terrorists, you have to take out their families. Kevin Barron is executive editor of Defense One. He joins us now from Washington. Kevin, first of all, let's be clear. These strikes are the U.S. I mean, these are strikes that we are not just calling in, but we are doing.
That's right. There is a war going on. Let's the public forget.
Right. And there are Iraqi troops on the ground. You were at a briefing today with General Stephen Townsend, the current commander of Combined Joint Task Force. What did he say?
So General Townsend today gave a pretty remarkable, lengthy interview via phone from Baghdad here at the Pentagon, where he explained as much as they can in these kind of situations. And the bottom line is that he's saying it looks quite possible that the American strike did cause this building collapse, but that it's likely a combination of factors with ISIS, meaning that there's evidence that there was some sort of IED or very big IED, a VBID. And as well, the big question of why civilians were there in the first place. And the general said from the U.S. perspective, there's no reason that a civilian should have been at that location unless they were forced to be there. So he took a lot of pains to try to shift a lot of blame for the ground war, the situation going on there, all in ISIS, but said in this case, there were U.S. airstrikes in that area. What they're trying to find out is that did this specific building, these locations, were they the cause of, was the tragedy the cause of the U.S. airstrike or some combination thereof?
We want to take that up, the idea of were they forced to be there. But first, just to be clear, it sounds as if he's not saying there's been a change in the rules of engagement, that there are fewer restrictions.
Not exactly true. So The way that he just put it today was that, you know, the first years of this war, 2014, 15, and into last year, 2016, it was a defensive battle. As the war progressed and the U.S. coalition started to push back and retake territory, heading north and all the way up into Syria, that they needed a more offensive stance and more offensive rules of engagement. And those changes were made, he said today, but they came at a much lower level. They had to be approved by the Central Command, U.S. Central Command, basically General Votel, the war room in Tampa. They did not go up to the Secretary of Defense. They did not go up to the White House. So from his perspective today, It's not true to say that Donald Trump's authorization to loosen rules therefore ended up in more civilian casualties and strikes. And frankly, as a veteran reporter of this beat and these wars, that makes quite good sense.
He didn't say we have new rules of engagement post President Trump. He did not say that.
Right. So it's a little too, I think, convenient for critics who want to find something to attack Trump. To say, aha, he came to power, he said he loosens things, and now we have these new engagements. Another reason for the civilian casualties that the general reminded everyone of, in his perspective, is that the war has now shifted to a new area, Western Mosul, which is incredibly much more dense. It's the older part of the city. The Pentagon has been saying for a long time there will be more casualties there, it will be a harder fight, and for any civilians who are caught there, it's going to be trouble. And that's also part of his reasoning for why this has happened.
Well, very briefly, Arwa Damon of CNN, who has been stunningly brave. She's standing on the bombed-out streets of Mosul today. Other reporters are there as well. But she told us on her last trip how ISIS did take over a house and made the people living there stay there, and many of them were killed when the coalition hit that house with an airstrike.
That's right. And in this case, there's some early reporting and evidence that families were moved specifically to this location. Again, if you were in Mosul by now, you're trapped there. Mosul has been encircled for some time, weeks if not months. Even if you tried to get out on the easier side from the east earlier on, families were just being picked off by snipers and IEDs. It's like in every other campaign in Iraq, where when the coalition moved into the area, they found people trapped and surrounded by booby traps and tunnels and snipers. Mm. And that's why it's taking longer than people may have wanted or anticipated. Right. But from the military's perspective, it's taking just as long as they need to be as deliberate and cautious as possible.
Right. It's a terrible story. Thanks for weighing in on it. Kevin Barron of Defense One.